America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, when you hear OAR, you know what time it is. Time to talk to the dog. Dog Pound. Barstool Nate, little Nate X. What up, Eric? How do you do, buddy?
Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. We got you.
Wow.
Crystal
Y'all
clear.
Sound good. Yeah, you sound good.
What the?
You know what else?
Where
sounds?
Are you?
He zooms in now. Look, you can see him on the computer next to Landfill.
Yeah.
You want to wave
sounds...
to him?
I really have in that face.
Your favorite team that played, you know, maybe 10 miles from your apartment that you didn't come to last week. Your favorite team is 7-2. How fired up are you?
Guys, if you replay the tape of the last few weeks, I've been nothing but 100% correct about everything. But that's besides the point. We're at the point, and I've said this a few times, where we don't do trap games. We don't do, it's okay if they lose. This is a juggernaut. This is a wagon. This is a team that is for real. This is not a team that plays down to competition. This is a team that beats bad teams handily and plays up to what some consider better teams and can beat any given team on any given day of the week. I think this Commanders team is set up so well for the future and for the present. And I know today's the trade deadline, and there's a lot of people saying we have to make a move. We have to make a move. I'm not 100% on that side because I trust Adam Peters to do the right thing to build for the future. But sitting where we're sitting and with the depth of the secondary, what it is, I would not hate making a move that really shores up the secondary right now, but also helps for the next 1, 2, 3 years. I think that everybody can agree on that. You don't want to, what they say, mortgage the future for a corner or whatever today. But if you get a guy that helps not just this year, but also next year, where we also have $100 million in cap room going into the offseason, I think that's a no-brainer if the deal is there and is fair and makes sense and is on the table.
That's the only position you're looking at?
Honestly, corner and wide receiver, I think, are two no-brainers. I just don't think the market is really there. But I'm not as concerned, it seems, as everybody else about how we finished this season. I think this season, unequivocally, is already such a W for the Commanders and for the fans that staying still at the deadline, not making any moves, and then, you know, next year and the year after, you know, sky's the limit for this team. Everybody, you know, Jaden's just a rookie still, and then Terry in his prime, and then, you know, shore up the defensive line, shore up the offensive line, shore up the secondary, get another wide receiver. You know, the money in the salary cap is there. We have the draft picks and we have the development of, you know, this coaching staff just knows how to develop players unlike the previous regime. So I'm not overly concerned about this season. I think you have to zoom out and look at the big picture. That being said, the NFL is a hard, hard, hard league and it's very hard to get to 7-2. So I am not opposed to making a move either.
I agree. And I think that's what they're weighing right now, right? If you... what you're saying you want is a young corner. The names that we've heard are going to be J.C. Horn or maybe Greg Newsome with the Browns. Both the Panthers and the Browns are terrible. Both the Panthers and the Browns kind of appear to be in the selling market. I just think you got to pay a lot. And I don't know that Peters has been crystal clear. He wants to build through the draft. And if you have to pay a lot for a corner that you then got to figure out a deal on, it's going to be interesting.
If they get the right person, I don't think it's paying a lot.
Right. So, you know, so Marshawn Lattimore still has the rest of this season and then all of next season under contract. You know, then you have to look. Do you give up a fourth for him? I say you do, because are you going to get a guy who can make an impact in the fourth round the way Lattimore can make an impact as, you know, your fourth round pick? I don't think so. So I'm okay with doing that, even if it's just for the second half of this season and then all of next season, because then you hope that he re-signs and all you did was give up a fourth round pick for, you know, a cornerback's, you know, pretty good year. So, you know, I get that they weigh it, and I think they are thinking exactly what I just said, where we came into the season thinking it was a rebuild, but when you're sitting at 7-2 and, you know, you're playing as well as we're playing, the rebuild, you know, kind of gets thrown out the window a little bit, where you say, hey, we have something here. I don't know if you go what they call all in this season, but you can definitely shore up the team to ensure that a 7-2 start doesn't go to complete waste. Mm-hmm. You see what's out there. You talk to the GMs, say, hey, we have something going on right now. Let's not waste this.
Specific to Lattimore, he's been dealing with a hamstring injury, and I just worry with speed guys with soft tissue stuff. So that's my, like, and you talk about wanting a guy for the future. Not that he's old, but Lattimore's 28, 29. If you're looking at Newsome or Horn, those guys are way younger. But Lattimore's accomplished a ton in the league and would come in and give you a CB1, assuming the health is there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, B.
No, I'm just saying, you got to realize it is a rebuild based off of what it was. It just happened quicker than you thought. They rebuilt the thing in a few months when other people say it's going to be some years.
Right, and that's the magic of finding a generational quarterback,
right,
where it really, really hits fast forward on a rebuild.
Hell
when
yeah.
You have a guy like Jaden who just completely transforms the team single-handedly. Like, he makes everybody better. He makes what we thought was going to be a so-so offensive line better. He makes the running game better. He makes the wide receiver. He makes the defense better just by being so good at offense. Having a great quarterback is so important. Like, we say it, and I think we understate it. It is more important than anything in any sport, and we have it now. And we have also maybe the best front office mind who's going to build around him. But at the same time, yeah, we're in a rebuild. So, yeah, it's so tricky. I don't know what the right answer is. You just have to hope the right deal, you know, comes across the fax machine and you sign the dotted line and you get your guy. And if the deal doesn't come, you say, all right, that's fine. We love the guys that we have and we'll build for next year.
I also think Tre'Davious White is an option with the Rams. If you look at what the Commanders have already made, like, Peters has already made a deal with New Orleans. I think they actually traded Ridgeway there before the season started. If you remember John Ridgeway, the big D tackle, one of Jeff's favorite players. So, I mean, there's obviously discourse going on. I think Newsome, White are probably available at a little less. Newsome will cost you a bunch, too. It's going to be fascinating.
That's the thing, though, Jay. I just think if they go after somebody like that, we can't want someone like that and be willing to think we're going to have to pay cheap.
Right.
If you want somebody of that caliber, you got to spend.
Hell, B, I've said this. I'm not mad if they give up two first rounders for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett. Like, if you want to go all in and get a guy that you know is an absolute freak stud.
Yeah.
If that was to happen, and I'm not expecting it, but if that was to happen, I'm cool with it.
Wow. I'm a little more reserved than that, JP, because
Max Crosby and Myles Garrett are? Absolute game wreckers. You know where Washington's going to pick? 26. You're not getting those guys there.
I understand, but giving up two, I'm going to use this phrase a lot, zoom out, where we need to look big picture. We need to look New England Patriots. I fully believe, and I don't want to talk crazy, and I know B. Mitch isn't going to like this. I fully believe that we have a quarterback who can do things Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes-esque, where you don't want to give two first-round picks for defensive end right now. You want to keep your picks, build through the draft, develop players, shore up every position, get depth at every position, and then just have your franchise quarterback do what franchise quarterbacks do in the NFL. And I don't think right now you need to trade, you know, two first-round picks in the future for Max Crosby. It would be a cool move. It would be a sexy move, but that's also, you know, a Dan Snyder move. I'm not ready to do that right now. We have
Pause. Go ahead. You gotta remove Snyder. Like remove that. We have to rewire our brains.
Max Crosby is better than anybody that was ever brought in here.
You know what San Francisco has done? The team the Niners have built. They traded for Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. Like, it's okay to make big moves when you have a functioning organization. This is a hypothetical thing we really don't need to disagree upon because it's right. I think it's relative nonsense. But I'm just saying there's no move they're going to make today, whether it's something really small, a sixth rounder for a veteran corner that is a straight-up nine-game rental, or it's something really big. There's no move I'm going to be mad about is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think we're on the same page, everybody, you guys, everybody listening, all the Nataholics, that this team is in such a good spot and we trust Peter so much that let's say they do make a big splash like that, I'm all aboard. That's the thing, is I trust him so much to make the correct decision that even if right now I'm saying I wouldn't like it, if he did it, I would say, great, let's go. Like, this is who I trust with this franchise, and if he says it's the right move, then I say it's the right move.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. What do you think about the Cowboys giving up a fourth rounder for a dude without any NFL touchdowns?
Look, if a genie appeared right now and gave me three wishes and I couldn't wish for a million more wishes, I would still use one of those wishes on Jerry Jones stopping aging right now and running the Cowboys for the rest of their existence, exactly how he's running them right now. He is so bad at what he's doing. I sit back and laugh. I slap my knee. I rewind the videos on Twitter. And I just watch him ramble about God knows what. He is so lost and he is running the Cowboys so poorly and I cannot get enough of it. Mike McCarthy, like, he might end up getting a contract extension by being the worst head coach of all time because Jerry Jones doesn't respect him whatsoever. And he knows that he's never going to step up to him. And what are you going to do if you get rid of Mike McCarthy? Just find a clone of Mike McCarthy if you're Jerry Jones. So I love what Jerry's doing down in Dallas. I think he should keep up the great work and I cannot get enough of it.
I agree with you on that.
How about this stretch coming for Washington? You got the Battle of Pennsylvania, the swing state.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, then Philly. Then Dallas comes here with Cooper Rush and apparently Jonathan Mingo. Then you get Tennessee before the bye week. What do you make of this stretch? What do you make of these next two games, Steelers-Eagles?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Right. So the Steelers are 6-2, first place in the AFC North. I'm not sold on the Steelers. I mean, Russ played well against the Giants, but he's not running the ball, rushing the ball at all. I like our defensive line a lot to get to him. You know, he took 4 sacks against the Giants. We're a home favorite. I no longer, as I said at the top of this call, I no longer think we're a trap team or a team that opponents look at as easy wins. So I, just like I did last week and the week before and the week before, I fully expect us to win this game. And then the Eagles game, I don't respect the Eagles whatsoever. I think they have a poor coaching staff, and it is a primetime game in Philly. That's the only thing that worries me. But I can't look at this schedule where it's Steelers, Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Saints, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. I can't look at a single one of those games and say that's a loss. There's no longer any of those games on the schedule for me where it's like a scheduled loss or, oh, that team's just better than us. Mm-hmm. Road, home, divisional, not divisional, I don't care. I think this team can beat any team on the schedule and any team in the NFL on any given day.
Dude, I think you're right. I don't mean that crazy. Like, this weekend's game against the Steelers is one of the best games on the calendar. It's a matchup of very different styles. The Steelers play a really, really physical defense.
Yes, they do.
The edge rushers coming from Pittsburgh. This is a huge opportunity for Brandon Coleman and Andrew Wiley. Sure. Yeah, I mean, the tight ends are going to need a big game. I thought the tight ends would need a big game blocking last week, and they did. I think you're going to need the same this week, the way they want to run the ball. But I agree with you, Nate Dogg. There's no game, the way this team is playing, that they don't have a shot. They can go to Arrowhead and have a shot, you know?
You know a big reason why? Also, I think this coaching staff prepares this team so well and schemes so well, and they don't just, they're not settling for this is what our scheme is, go out and do it. They watch the tape and they execute to the opponent. They take away the opponent's strengths and just prey on the weaknesses. And I think on both sides of the football, the offense and the defense, they do that so spectacularly well. And I don't see that stopping. I think they are just so well coached. And we've been talking a lot about the defense and just how much better the defense has been than what is on paper. You know, going into the season, we all thought this defense was going to struggle way more than they have. And I think I said this like week 3. This defense will give up big plays because at the end of the day, like if you just don't have the top tier talent, they will get burnt by top tier wide receivers. It's just the way the NFL works. But this defense has executed so much better than any of us can imagine. And I just think it all comes down to preparation, coaching, and trusting each other. And that's why when you look at this schedule, you don't see any losses, because I fully believe they prepare this team so well and this team believes in themselves so much that they can win any game, even given their liabilities.
I agree with you. I wanted you mentioned zooming out a few times there. Let's zoom out a little. Commanders are 7-2. Trade deadline today. We'll see what happens. A couple of real tough games coming up, but no reason to believe they don't have a shot in all of them, right? Yep. Caps through 11 games, 8-3. The Wiz, dude, are playing fun, exciting basketball. I'm not ready to talk Nats because I need to see them spend money, but what a time to be a DC sports fan.
Yeah, I sent out a tweet. I don't know if you talked about it. Yeah, you did talk about it. You retweeted it. Thank you for that. About how DC might be the best sports city to root for right now, given what we have currently with Ovi in the Caps and just that team, Carberry, Easy, Jack Adams, Coach of the Year as of right now, with the Commies like Sky is the Limit, Jaden, all of that, 7-2. Wizards, so fun. I don't know if you saw the Draymond clip from last night. He was giving the Wizards.
We just played it, dude.
Ton of respect.
Yeah.
And then the Nats, I mean, if you follow,
I'm not doing it until they spend money. We don't get to do that yet.
But the system, the prospects.
Nope, not until they spend money. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, they're great for people listening. The prospect pool.
They're not. Not until they spend money.
All right. Well, I'm just talking prospects, not current players.
It's an exciting time in Washington, man.
It really is. And, oh, you know why else it's exciting? Because I will be there on Friday in studio with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Nate has declared he's coming in. I'm not sure that we're going to be here.
You might get choked out.
Why are you coming to town this weekend? Is it Thanksgiving already?
No, I wanted to see my family, and I wanted to go to the Caps game on Friday night. So if you're at the Caps game Friday night, say hi to me.
Shout out to all the Nataholics. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Love you guys. 8-2 next time I talk to you.
8-2. Nate calling. Are you sticking around and going to Northwest for the Steelers game? That's
no,
game
I got,
you should go to.
I got to get back to New York.
That's weak. That's weak as hell right there. You know that.
Weak as hell.
You come in town and you won't see the best team in the NFL? What the hell is wrong with
you? You're the one saying they're going to go undefeated the rest of the night out.
Come on.
If B-Mitch picks me up in his helicopter, I'll go.
No, don't have a helicopter. You need to go.
I'll think about it.
Since you've been right all this damn time.
Hey, Nate Dogg, are you aware of something? B-Mitch has proclaimed for multiple seasons now that if the Commanders win 11 games, he will wear.
I haven't done it for multiple seasons. I say that this year.
He will wear a tutu and hold pom poms and cheer for them.
Didn't say all of that stuff you just said. I said I would wear a tutu and Lanford put a little crown on it.
Listen, if it's just a tutu, B, I'm not going to fight you. Tutu it is. Nate,
hey, B-Mitch.
Will you come down for B-Mitch tutu day?
Hey, I told you, if I have to wear a tutu, that'd be good as hell for me.
And if
this team be good.
Nate, if they win a Super Bowl, I said I'll wear a tutu and slug hot sauce.
Yeah, I will do unspeakable things when we win a Super Bowl.
Well, we don't want to hear those things.
Unspeakable. I'm not going to speak them. It's unspeakable.
So it's true degenerate stuff right there. Goodbye, Nate.
Goodbye, guys.
That's our boy, Eric Nathan. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate on X and Instagram.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.